I'm Alex Keller.
I'm rootin' tootin' Mike Harding.
And this is the Fleep Floppin' Filmtastic Voyage.
Welcome everybody. Hey, it's late at night. We're doing it right.
Filmtastic Voyage After Dark.
This is when all the
this is the special Red Shoe Diaries episode. This is like a real blue episode of the Filmtastic Voyage. Just, you know,
this is spooky adult shit.
Yeah, adult stuff. This is the Adult Swim version of the show. It's no different than the rest of the show. It's the same show.
Have you ever been to comedy sports? Do you know what that is? Have you heard of that?
I have. My high school did it.
Okay. High school did it? What the fuck?
High school version of comedy sports. I was not involved.
You know the organization comedy sports, though, right?
There's an organization. I just knew that there were like improv comedy sports.
That's what it is.
My high school would do, and I didn't know there was an organization. Okay. Was there like a league?
There's an actual, like a I don't know how like far it spans,
comedy,
but there's
like the Comedy Bears versus like the Comedy Packers versus the Comedy Jets.
I mean, I wish it was that, because I'd actually...
But they're called Comedy Bears. Like, we're the Comedy Bears. And like, oh, we're the Comedy Packers.
Is that a thing?
No, I wish it was, though.
Okay, because I'd actually... If it was like stadium seating to watch these two teams fucking... joke around on a football field... I'd go to that.
Yeah, I'd go to that too.
No, what comedy sports is there was one in San Jose where I used to live, and there's definitely one down here actually in North Hollywood. But it's like, whose line is it anyway? But they make it a competition, right? Mm-hmm. But anyways, the whole reason I bring this up is I would go to this back in San Jose, and it's Fridays and Saturdays, and you would go to like a 10 o'clock showing, right? And the 10 o'clock showing is like, yay, fun, PG-13. It's for everybody. Bring your family. Bring your...
At 10? That's kind of late.
Grandma, whatever. Yeah. I think it would be from 9 to...
Okay, that's...
10?
That's prime time, I guess, yeah.
Or either... I don't know, though. Because anyways, either way, they would have, after that, they'd have, the adult... the adult one, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was weird, because if you went to both, it would be like... Hey, you're seeing these improvers like do some cool, clean fun. Mm-hmm. And then like you'd come back for the 11 o'clock or midnight show, right? Where they go dark, right? Mm-hmm. And it'd just be them like, hey, sex, right?
Ooh.
Hey, drugs, am I right? Fuck you and fuck me and fuck this and fuck that. And I was like, this is kind of lame.
Yeah, just like this show.
What, lame?
Yeah, lame.
Hey, we're fucking cool.
We're throwing out swear words in an attempt to impress people.
That's right. Hey, listen, everybody. We just swear because we think it's so cool and funny. Mm-hmm. You think we're funny, don't you?
Please tell us. every time I've been to an improv comedy show, I think it's because I'm an asshole, but it's just like, yeah, that wasn't that funny. Like, I've been, like, Groundlings, like, UCB, been all the big ones, Second City, and every time I go on to a show, it's been like,
Maybe you're just not into live comedy.
I'm not. Like, SNL, I don't care for. Comedians, they're usually pretty funny.
Depending on the comedian.
I mean, the funniest thing I ever went to was a live taping of a podcast that I like, so that was funny. You were there.
I was there. That was funny.
That was the funniest thing I ever been to in my live comedy days, so... I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's live comedy to me is maybe it's awkward or I don't know. I can't. I just like. I think maybe it's like that, and the quality of the performances were just sort of all right, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I will say is like I'm fine with comedy shows. However,
I'm against them,
I don't like sitting in the first row.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Because, damn,
get heckled or no? You well,
I get heckled. Yeah. It's like, why are you crossing your arms, huh? What the fuck? You don't think I'm funny?
It's really comfy. I honestly wish I'm crossing my arms right now.
Right.
Audience at home, you can't see. Fucking crossing your arms is so comfy. I wish it wasn't, you know, socially frowned upon.
Yeah, like what the hell? No, but seriously, I've been heckled for crossing my arms from a comedian. It's like oh, dude, seriously?
Oh, are you closing yourself off? No, it's really comfortable. It relaxes my shoulders, and I'm also, like, you know, warm my chest.
Right. I don't want to be a part of the act. Mm-hmm. I don't want this person heckling me in the front row, so yeah, fuck that.
The next time that happens, just look them in the eye and go, boo. Boo. Just keep doing that.
You suck.
Get a real job.
God. Yeah. It's got to be hard, man. It's got to be hard to be a comedian.
They're the real deal. I would, like, in, like, if you piece of shit heckle them, that sucks.
Right.
I know. But, like, you know, insult comics are a little annoying. But most comics in the LA scene especially, they're all really cool guys.
Yeah, totally. Because you have to be.
Yeah.
You'll get shat out, you know?
Mm-hmm. I used to work for a place that would do, monthly comedy shows. They would host them in, like, their basement. And most of the comics were, unfortunately, not very funny, but they're all very nice guys.
Yeah.
And in my entire time that I was there, I was like 3 or 4 months in a row, maybe they did that before they kind of shuttered it. The funniest person, the only legitimately funny person that showed up was Tig Notaro, and she's hilarious.
Oh, cool.
She was super funny.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I sometimes go to this thing that happens every month. It's like a comedy show that's like in the back of a restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
So you usually don't get very many big comedians.
Good food, though?
Sure. But no, I saw her there too.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And it was like an audience of like 30 people. And it was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Speaking of comedy, should we get this show on the road?
Yeah. Hey, let's have some laughs.
Yeah.
Let's have some...
some chuckles.
Some chuckles.
Chortles, maybe?
Chuckletown, USA. That's that's what our friends call us here at the Filmtastic Voice.
That's our subtitle.
I can't. Anyway.
If we had a sequel, it'd be Filmtastic Voyage 2, Chuckletown, USA.
Yeah. That's right. Starring the two of us.
And Bo Bridges, for some reason.
We gotta have, like, an All-Stars episode where we bring back all our guests.
Oh, we have, like, the fucking Ninja Turtles and, you know, DuckTales show up and Garfield
shows
up.
And tell us not to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, no, tell us not to smoke weed.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, no.
The funny cigarettes.
Don't smoke them.
Yeah.
Then that wacky tobacco.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, man. That was a good... Man, I watched the shit out of
it. It was not good.
I mean, it wasn't good, but I watched the shit out of it.
Well, I had to watch it. Like, every year, it was like,
really?
Shut up, kids. Shut up, kids. You're watching the shit.
They would show you that
in health
school?
Class in, like, third grade. They wheel the TV on wheels.
Weird.
Like, the little health room. They had, like, a skeleton in it. And they'd be like, we're watching this shit. Not every year, but we watched it. I've seen it, like, 2 or 3 times.
See, I'm fairly certain I had that on VHS. And, like, I just watched it at home. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
I had Muppet Babies on VHS. Don't want to brag.
Muppet Babies.
Yeah, they made a newspaper.
Really?
Yeah, and that's all I recall about that.
Huh. Well, fun times with that stuff.
That's people like Muppet Babies. Speaking of Muppets, they're making a new Dark Crystal show.
Yes.
You looking forward to that?
Yeah, Netflix original, right?
Yeah, I don't like how it's a prequel, but I like puppets, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of like...
But prequels are so cool and hip,
well,
don't
I've
you
already
know,
seen
Alex?
How it ends.
Nah, don't you want to know how everything begins?
All I want is that guy that goes, I hate that guy.
But then again, yeah, he's a little...
he's a weirdo. Did I tell you when I saw that movie, I was like, I thought it was like Labyrinth, and I was unaware that it was all puppets all the time.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's a puppets movie. Well, that's pretty cool.
It was definitely like an ambitious movie to make. I don't know how well it did.
Not very, but it's, did well enough to get a cult following and a Netflix show.
There was some scary shit in that movie. That original one?
The only thing that scared me is that fucking dog. Not scared, but like the only thing that was like, oh, that's fucking weird, is that fucking dog with like the two mouths.
Well, yeah, dude. But do you remember that whole sequence where they... Because they were draining the life out of these cute little Muppets. You remember that? There was
kinda.
Like the little cute Muppets, and they would capture them and drain the life out of them.
Well, I watched it when I was like 23. four, so it didn't make that big of an impression on me, I guess.
This still, it still bugs me. Like, they take this little cute Muppet, they put it into some, like, chair or something and strap it in, and then they electrocute this thing, and you just see the life drain out of this cute little fucking puppet. I'm just like, dude, this is macabre as shit right now. Mm. I can barely handle this.
Well, yeah, well, I love the Detention Workshop and all the good work they do, so I'll try and watch it.
Good movie.
I'll try and watch that one. Occasionally, I'll watch a show, so maybe I should watch that one.
Yeah.
I'll watch Stranger Things Season 2. I'll watch that. I'll watch Game of Thrones. New Game of Thrones trailer. The show looks pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's coming out, June?
July. It's got some dragons in it. It's got some swords.
Those dragons better... the dragons did finally do something.
It's got some cloaks. The dragons have been doing things since Season 3.
I mean, they, like, yeah, more
in
or less.
Season 3, that dragon burned down the whole town, killed all those people.
Right. So it's just
causing problems. After that, they kind of stopped doing things. But now they're back, and they're the sides of they're like 70 feet long. They're huge.
Yeah.
Big ass dragons.
And one of them has the voice of Sean Connery, hopefully.
Hopefully. And one of them is Patrick Stewart.
Ah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, what's your British? You got it. There's three of them. So one's Sean Connery, one's Patrick Stewart, and the other one can be Bill Nighy. Like, no, I'm your dragon.
Well, you know what I'm referencing, though, right? With Sean Connery. Fucking Dragonheart, bro.
That was a movie that my parents rented when I was not ready for it.
Oh.
I was like 5 or 6. I might have been, I think it was, it was after Independence Day, probably, because that was my first PG-13 movie I'd ever seen. I think they rented it after that, and it was just like, that's like a movie that was just like, what the fuck's going on?
I was really into that movie, yeah. It creeped the...
That's a Dennis Quaid vehicle, right?
Yeah, dude. He was riding that dragon like a fucking vehicle.
Well, our first movie is Dragonheart. No, it's not.
Yeah, and then they made a follow-up to Dragonheart.
Maybe it's like 2 or 3 sequels to Dragonheart.
Straight to video with that kid Francis from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah. I always find it weird on Netflix when it's like Scorpion King 4. I'm like, when did Scorpion King 2 and 3 come out?
Right, and it's some asshole that has like nothing to do with Scorpion. Like, they kept recasting Scorpion King with just worse people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to top Dwayne The Rock Johnson, of course.
No, not at all. Shouldn't even try.
Future president Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'd vote for him.
I'd vote
for him. Kidding
me? Well, we'll see what his policies are.
Yeah.
Anyways, shall we? Mm-hmm. First movie. Movie number one. Number one movie. Numero uno movie. Is a certain Will Smith movie from 2008, Hancock.
Oh.
I haven't seen it, but it looked real stupid. And I
saw...
Peter Berg movie? Wow. Anyway, sorry.
Nah, that's cool.
Oh, it's also written by Vince Gilligan from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, which is surprising because that movie is actually not very good.
Well, it looks like, from what I understand, it's a movie that like starts good and falls apart.
Right.
And it was also supposed to be R-rated, and then they got kind of cut up to ribbons or something. Because
it was supposed to sort of be like, you know all these superhero movies, right? Here's like a drunk one. Here's a drunk guy being one, right? And so... I didn't see the whole movie. I actually only saw the first half of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that seemed good enough.
I think that's where everyone says to stop.
Right. But then it goes into this weird plot twist where it's like, oh, him and like his manager's girlfriend are the only super powered people and they belong together. And then the manager gets jealous and tries to kill him or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird to think that 2008 was like people were making fun of superheroes as a genre, like, oh, superheroes a has-been genre, let's spoof it now.
Right.
In 2008. And then Iron Man and the Dark Knight changed everything.
Oh yeah, dude.
And it's so weird to think though that like, you know, it was a joke. It was just sort of a thing at that time until nowadays it's a juggernaut. But even then it was like a has-been thing, you know? It'd been going on for 6 or 7 years at that point.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think the good superhero movies, a part of that wave, they had stopped making good superhero movies maybe 4 or 5 years before that.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
there's a good X-Men. The first two X-Men movies were good. The first two Spider-Man movies were good. And then...
Batman Begins was good. That was 2005.
Batman Begins was good, yeah. That's true.
That was, kind of, that was more of a sleeper hit, though. It didn't really fit into the normal superhero blockbuster.
I found that people didn't really know what to think of it.
And I liked it, but I didn't like. I liked it at the time. I was like, that was a good movie, but it wasn't. It didn't like blow my fucking lid off, you know?
Oh, dude, see that movie. I fucking just fell in love with that movie. I was like, dude, this is the best Batman movie ever. This is cool as hell.
Like, that and Casino Royale, I both really, really enjoyed. But, like, it wasn't until, like, I watched it and kind of got the context as a whole of Batman and Bond, respectively, that I was like, oh, my God, this movie is amazing.
Right.
At the time when I was, like, you know, 15, I was just like, I didn't know enough about Batman to really appreciate how much they nailed it.
Oh.
Same thing with Bond. I mean, I love James Bond, but it was like, oh, I love all James Bond. Like, Dying of Day, that's fun. It's all fun movies, you know? And I didn't realize how great Casino Royale was till a few years later.
Right. Yeah. Batman Begins, I still think it's the best
one. Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
It goes Begins, The Dark Knight, and then 89 Batman. Well, I mean, what else do you use, Batman?
Honestly, I'm going with the trilogy, the Nolan trilogy. I know everybody hates
Descending Order.
Everybody hates that third movie.
I don't hate it. It's just, you know, I like the, at least I like the 89 Batman's brisk and fun and silly, and I like it. And it's got great art direction.
It's very silly, yeah. No, I mean, it had some cool set pieces, and it had some cool sets.
Still, it's like, as an action movie, it's like, it's so much easier to watch that movie. I've seen like a dozen times. It's so easy, an easy movie to watch. It's fun.
It's easily digestible. It's breezy, digestible,
it's
yeah.
It's good. And like, The Dark Knight Rises is just, it's a hefty, bloated.
It's a very depressed, hefty, like slow.
It's not a very good Batman movie.
No, not at all.
Not even that good of an
action movie. He's barely Batman in that
like,
movie.
The Dark Knight had excellent action set pieces. The Dark Knight Rises has like nothing action wise.
I don't even remember. I guess there's that one scene where the cops are attacking the whatever.
That part's cool, yeah, but like, still. But like, yeah, I can't, I don't know. Christopher Nolan, his movies don't have good traditional action.
He's not good with, yeah, he's not an action director.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah.
He's good.
I watched a video recently exploring how the tunnel chase sequence in The Dark Knight is a mess in terms of staging.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how it, like, cars disappear and reappear, and like the screen direction doesn't make any sense. And
I mean, it was still good though.
It's a great sequence, and it doesn't really matter because that's kind of the nature of editing, is that you're not really focusing on the background, you're focusing on the foreground.
There was one part in that scene though that bugged me even the first time I saw it, and that was like, so they had this convoy of cop vans and stuff transporting Harvey Dent, right? And then they see that this fire truck is on fire.
I always like that. It was always funny. I was like, in the theater, I was like, ha.
Right. Which is great, but it was blocking, if I remember correctly.
Upper Wacker Drive for you Chicago folks out there.
Yeah, but it was, so it was blocking, I think, because there was two sides of the street, there's two directions, right, for the street, and it was blocking one, but it wasn't blocking the other. But then they decided to go into the tunnel, and I thought, why didn't they just go?
Because that's illegal. Cops can't break the law.
But because they had blocked out all the blocks. Like that, I don't know. It was just one of those things where it's like, wait, guys. Okay, there's a cop. There's a fire truck on fire. But you could just like
the only reason I could think it. Of is that they didn't want to slow down enough to be able to maneuver around the middle of the road, because then they'd be prime targets. That's the only thing I could think of off the top of my head.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, they just made themselves like totally vulnerable in that fucking.
But that chase sequence is awesome though.
Yeah. No, it's great. Probably one of the best. I mean, if you were to pick an action sequence out of a Batman movie to be the best one, what would it be? I'd say almost it would be that one.
I guess so. Yeah, that's probably the best one. Well, now actually, no, it's the warehouse fight from Batman versus Superman.
Ugh.
That scene's awesome.
Yeah, you know my whole thing.
It's
man.
Unfortunately
he's like fucking killing everybody and shit.
Well, it's like
it's
unfortunate because it relies on the context of being in a not so great movie. Also, by the way. We here at Filmtastic Voyage would like to offer our condolences to Zack Snyder.
Why? What happened?
Oh, you didn't hear what happened?
No.
By the time everyone's hearing this, it'll be really late. His daughter killed herself, and he stepped down from the movie. from Justice League.
Whoa.
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
When did that happen?
It happened in March, and he tried to bury himself in his work, and he realized he couldn't do it. So he quit Justice League, and Joss Whedon's finishing it for him.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
When did that news come out?
2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Yeah, man. That makes me feel really bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
That really sucks. Well, yeah, our condolences, man. Jeez. That's hard.
Yeah. Anyways, read a fucking newspaper.
I'm not reading the newspaper.
Read the digital newspaper. Read, you know, the movie news.
I mean, I don't exactly subscribe to, like, Zack Snyder news.
Oh, just go to, go to a film website and then whatever.
Yeah.
It's big news. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, the best action sequences in Batman? Yeah, I would put that warehouse fight just because it's like Batman finally doing what Batman does best in a movie. He does kind of maybe kill a couple of people. He definitely blows that one guy up at the end, which sucks.
With the flamethrower, right?
Yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I'd put that other thing. Batman doesn't have very... Unfortunately, for a fighty movie, doesn't have that many...
No, he doesn't.
...fight sequences.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even in, like, in the Burton ones, he didn't really fight that much.
He's got a couple of fight stuff. Like, there's that one scene where there's that guy with the knives and he just kicks him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. And he throws a couple of people down that bell tower. And he murders that guy with dynamite in the second one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my favorite. So, yeah, what movie were we talking about again? I don't even remember. Hancock. Okay, what do you think of Will Smith and his new Netflix fucking whatever movie?
I haven't
seen
it. We gotta wait. Like I keep saying, gotta wait for it.
Are you hopeful?
Sure. Yeah. Will Smith, it's weird. Will Smith's choice of film has gone down dramatically in the last few years.
I'm curious, like, who's booking him these gigs?
I assume that he gets final say, but I don't know what the deal is. Like, he used to be like, oh, it's a Will Smith movie, it means you're in for at least a pretty good time. And now Will Smith is still a shining beacon in these terrible movies, but yeah, like the last five or six movies he's been in have just been stinkers.
Would you have considered Will Smith maybe like 15 years ago to be a comedic actor?
Yes, he's a charming leading man.
So is it, because I think it's a shame when these comedic actors want to go more serious, and I think he falls into that where he's like, I want to be a dramatic actor.
Well, he's done good work. I mean, I haven't seen Ali, but I have seen Pursuit of Happiness. He was fine in that.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the fun story about the Pursuit of Happiness? I used to work in a movie theater. Oh, this is my favorite movie theater story, or one of them. I used to work in a movie theater, and this guy, this older man, comes up to me and he's like, hey, so what's playing? And I'm like, let's see, this and that. And there's a Pursuit of Happiness. I recently saw it. It's like, it's Will Smith. He's like, he was a struggling guy, got to take care of his kid. And he like kind of has to, he's down his luck. And it's a pretty good movie. And the guy's like, nah, I don't like black people.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, well, okay, can't help you. And I had to like walk away from that situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
but I appreciate his honesty. Because you know what? Some sort of political thing. I would rather racists just admit they were racist than these people on the internet who are like, I'm not racist, but, this and that. It's like, just admit you're racist and be racist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Because at least, like, in your ignorance, you're being less ignorant about it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
At least you understand.
At least you know who you are. You know that you're an asshole.
Right.
I hate that. Where it's like, I'm not sexist, but women aren't as good as men. It's like, oh, what are you talking about? Shut up.
Yeah. And it's always a bad sign when someone has to be like, listen, guys, I'm not sexist, but...
Yeah, no, well, that's always... Yeah. That's always...
I'm not racist, but...
Yeah, no, that guy was fucking suburban old white people. Anyways.
Right.
Yeah, so that's my fun fucking story of working in a theater. Yeah, so he's done good work, though. He's been a good dramatic actor.
Name some stuff.
Oh, he was in Ali. People like that.
Never saw it.
He was in that terrible movie that people hated over the Christmas break.
What, 7 Pounds?
No, not 7 Pounds, although I heard that's not very good. The one where his friends coerce him into thinking he's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Collateral Beauty.
Oh, what a dumb name.
Yeah. I saw 7 Pounds, and honestly, dude, it wasn't like a bad movie. It was just kind of like, you know,
it seemed Oscar baity.
Yeah, it was that.
Just Oscar baiting all over my face.
But there was like a blind, Woody Harrelson in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was blind. So there you go. Redeemed.
Who's the best comedic actor turned dramatic actor? Like, or, yeah.
Oh, that's hard to say,
the
man.
The answer is Tom Hanks, obviously.
Tom Hanks? Okay, yeah. I mean, I didn't consider him a comedic actor.
Well, he's a comedic. In the 80s, he was in only comedies. Like, he was in, like, boob comedies.
The Burbs?
Like, The Burbs and, like, some bachelor party movie, I think.
Oh, that's right. I forget the name of that.
And, like, Joe versus the Volcano, like, and, like, Turner and Hooch. Just a bunch of fucking zany comedies. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I have AIDS. And turned everything on its head, right? Not in real life. But you know what I'm saying.
No, I know. The movie Philadelphia, yes.
Philadelphia. Then he was Forrest Gump in a 1-2 punch. One of the few people to ever win 2 Academy Awards back-to-back.
The other one, another one being Russell Crowe, right?
Russell Crowe. Another one being Iñárritu is for director.
Yeah.
Not deserved, in my opinion.
Right.
Because, well, he's a great director, but, you know, get one. You get one.
Yeah.
I didn't think The Revenant deserved it.
Nope. No. Anyway. I mean, The Revenant was good, but hey.
Like, Birdman was great, better. So yeah. You get that one.
Birdman is the better movie.
And there's other ones who I can't recall right now. I would say that, but I'm trying to think of others. Like, well, everyone, to cite some popular examples, you got The Truman Show with Jim Carrey. Excellent movie.
Yeah, that one was good.
And Close Encounters of the Sleepless Mind.
Oh, yeah. Where Richard Dreyfuss turns into Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I didn't see The Majestic, though.
Fuck The Majestic. I saw that.
Well, I guess, okay, fuck it.
The Majestic was fine, but, dude, it's not like a compelling movie by
any...
It's a
Frank Darabont movie.
I don't know.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
And The Mist and The Green Mile.
The Majestic, dude, it was just sort of it was just sort of a boring light movie.
Yeah, it seemed like that. And then you got like Will Ferrell and
Stranger Than Fiction.
Also, Everything Must Go, which is not that good, and it's okay.
Never saw it.
Yeah, I saw it, and the it looked like it was going to be kind of like a low key comedy, and it was a full on drama when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically about an alcoholic who's selling all of his shit.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's fine. It's not much.
Interesting.
But yeah, he's good in it, though. He's a good actor. I'm trying to think. What were some others? Bill Murray Robin and Williams. Stuff, right? Robin Williams and stuff, putting that drama beard, being in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, One Hour Photo. Scary in that.
Insomnia and Dead Poets Society.
You know, Insomnia, for as much as it's not like a Nolan gem, like...
It's fine. It's a fine movie. Something special, though.
Like, Robin Williams was good in that, I thought.
So Al Pacino's good in that. Everyone's good in that.
Al Pacino was okay in that.
He's fine. He's back when he still cared and still could carry a movie.
I mean, if we're talking like Insomnia versus like Donnie Brasco, I'm watching Donnie Brasco.
Oh, of course.
You know
no, we're
I mean?
But like if we're talking like, you know, Insomnia versus Righteous Kill.
Jack and Jill. Yeah. Righteous Kill.
Yeah.
That'd be a great double feature. Jack and Jill and Righteous Kill.
I read a fun thing where Al Pacino was like, oh, my character in Heat was like on coke the whole film. I'm like, yeah, sure, your character
right.
was on coke, right?
Yeah.
I was doing huge air quotes, by the way, folks at home. Heat's a good movie, though.
Heat's a good movie. I mean, other comedic actors... Man, I really don't know. I mean, Bill Murray, yeah, Lost in Translation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I can't think of anything at the top of my head. There's lots, though, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon and Band of Brothers.
Oh.
He does. I'm kidding. He shows up, says a line, and leaves.
Okay.
He's kind of in it for some reason.
Interesting.
Have you seen Band of Brothers?
We've been over
oh,
really? This.
You haven't.
I have not seen Band of Brothers.
Ever, but like I told you, every actor who's ever was almost who, like was nobody and then became famous is in Band of Brothers. So.
Really?
Tom Hardy. You got Simon Pegg's there.
Wow. Tom Hardy and Simon Pegg in the same the same movie. That's like a sex explosion.
Oh yeah. Sexplosion. A couple other guys. Those are the two that come to the top of my head. Also, have you seen Black Hawk Down?
Yeah.
Because, like, every actor who, before they were famous, was in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
You're going to have to remind me who was in that. Wasn't that Josh Hartnett? Wasn't that?
He was in that.
Ewan McGregor? No.
Ewan McGregor was in that, yeah.
Okay, he was in that.
Fun bit of trivia. He played a character whose name had to be changed because that character in real life was a pedophile.
Oh.
Or that person.
Wow.
And the army was like, hey, no, we're distancing ourselves from that guy.
Right, yeah.
So they changed his name from the movie. You got Eric Bana. You got, Jamie Lannister's in that movie, I believe.
Huh.
You have the guy that played Mr. Fantastic in the original Fantastic Four movies.
No. Oh, man, now we're getting the A-list.
Yeah. Not just think of all the people who became some sort of famous.
Who did he play in the movie?
Mr. Fantastic. He played a guy that had, like, a stroke, and they had to replace him with someone else.
Oh, okay.
Like, in the movie. Like, he was supposed to be on the team.
Interesting.
I think, is Josh Brolin in that movie? Josh Brolin might be in it. I don't recall. I have to watch that movie. That movie's excellent. That's a really good movie.
Good movie,
I should watch that movie again.
Good soundtrack.
That's probably the best modern war movie I could think of, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That Ridley Scott knows how to make a movie.
Oh, that was a Ridley Scott movie.
Yeah. That was his follow-up to Gladiator, maybe?
Interesting. That sounds about right.
Or did he do Matchstick Men?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Gladiator was 2000.
Yeah.
And Black Hawk Down, I believe, was 2001
or 2002. Yeah, that would be a follow-up. Yeah, it's a great movie. I love it. Yeah. Anyways, so Will Smith and Hancock.
Will Smith and Hancock. Maybe the last, irreverent Will Smith that we ever see.
Irreverent.
You know, last
Woo-ha Will Smith?
Woo-ha, yeah.
He's woo-ha'd since then, hasn't he? He was in Women in Black 3. Is Woo-ha in that movie?
Yeah.
He was in...
That movie's all right.
Yeah, no, it's fine. iRobot's not really Woo-ha Will Smith.
No,
not
at all.
Is that a dramatic performance?
I guess it counts.
I am not a fan of that movie. I thought it was pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
Had some good parts, but I just coasting along.
Yeah.
Had terrible product placement in that one shot, that famous shot where he puts on Converse shoes.
Oh.
And it's just like, oh, gosh. you know what's the worst product placement in a movie I've seen in a long time? Power Rangers.
What do they have there?
They fucking go to Krispy Kreme at least a dozen times.
Yeah.
And they talk about Krispy Kreme.
Let's make it a joke, you guys. Let's make it a joke. Make some money off of this joke.
There's one thing about having, in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, there's, like, a Dairy Queen that gets swallowed up by a thing, right? And it's, like, in one shot, and that's that. It's, like, whatever.
Right.
But if you have several shots of Krispy Kreme, and you're saying aloud, Krispy Kreme, you are ruining the movie.
Listen, man. It's so hilarious when Rita goes into the Krispy Kreme and has one, and she really likes it.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's how you know it's a movie.
It's hilarious when Billy says Krispy Kreme.
It's like, it's the same thing, like in Man of Steel, where it's like, he works at the IHOP. I'm like, oh.
If you don't know, that's short for International House of Pancakes.
Like, it's fine they did it once, but then I said they go back to IHOP 3 fucking times in that movie.
Clark Kent? Oh, yeah, he works at the IHOP. Hey, listen, you can get a really good deal on a big old breakfast at the IHOP if you want.
You watch the IHOP, you know, where they have, like, you know, $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes. It's like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and all kinds of syrups there. Lois Lane, go ahead and go.
You want some strawberry syrup?
Lois Lane, how much money do you have right now? Oh, you only have $10? Well, listen, you can get a short stack of pancakes and... It's
I would pay admission price to watch an hour-long movie of Superman sitting in a booth at IHOP guzzling syrup.
Well, hey, I'll push it even further, okay? How about Justice League?
Mm-hmm.
It's just them sitting at a diner.
Oh, dinner with Superman?
Having a conversation.
It's just Batman and Superman having a conversation for an hour and a half. I'd love that movie.
Aquaman
actually
shows up late, you know?
Mm.
Wonder Woman's there?
No. It's just gotta be Batman and Superman. It's my dinner with Superman.
Just Batman. Should have been Batman v Superman.
And then they're, they're in their, you know, it's Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent just having a meal together.
Now,
talking about all their weird experiences in the woods or whatever that movie's about.
In what?
In My Dinner with Andre.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you meant Batman v Superman.
No, they don't go. There's some woods in that movie.
Is there?
Batman runs through some woods in the beginning of the movie as a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And then he turns into a dream sequence.
I mean, I had forgotten how His parents died. So
do you really like yeah, like how it was shot or how they died? Oh, you're being a persnickety asshole. That I remember when that movie came on, like it was kind of cool. Like part of it was like, hey, this is a pretty cool scene. Part of it was like, oh man, this is like artsy as fuck. Because of like, you know, like slow motion, the pearls get wrapped around the gun. It's like, oh,
I was so
artsy.
I'm sorry. When like, when they showed that, I'm like, this is a bad sign.
It was if it wasn't for the rest of the movie didn't let that scene down, I would have been like, this is actually kind of cool, I guess. Like, you know, it depends on the rest of the movie, which but unfortunately, like post prologue, everything in that movie was
right,
except for, you know, isolated moments.
Right,
like where Superman looks really disappointed they let all those people die in that in the Capitol building. He's just like, man.
Mom, they want me to save the world.
And the mom's like, fuck everyone. Don't, why are you even being Superman? It's like, good lesson.
People are shit.
Yeah.
Fuck the world.
Yeah, fuck them.
God. Superman. Ew.
Yeah. Anyways, do you want to jump onto another movie?
Sure.
Okay.
Goodbye, Hancock. We're leaving your planet now. Yeah. We're going to another planet.
Yeah, this is a planet. This is a movie that we both saw together, but it's old now, so we can talk about it again. Planet Warcraft.
What?
Warcraft.
I was like, is there another movie called Planet Warcraft?
No. That'd be a cool name for a movie.
Oh, okay. Warcraft.
Yeah, Warcraft.
Now, I remember
Orcs
you
and humans.
I remember you enjoying this movie a lot more than I did.
I enjoyed it because it's a dumb movie that like had things. Like, I played Warcraft for about a year, so it had stuff I recognized, and I was like, hey, how fun.
Shrek Origins, Warcraft?
It had, well, mostly I liked, well, I also appreciate good VFX and the orcs look really fantastic. But the humans suck. They're boring and like, yeah, like they do in the game. They're terrible and the worst. And but it's just a fun Gleep Gloppin' fantasy movie. I liked it. And it was fun.
Gleep Gloppin'?
Or Fleet Floppin' fantasy, excuse me.
Okay. Okay. No, I agree with you. All the orc stuff was really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I. And I wish that it was like an unofficial
a Shrek movie.
I wish it was an unofficial Shrek movie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. But yeah, all the orc stuff was great. All the human stuff was not that great.
I mean, like, you like the Ben Foster bits, though.
Ben Foster was passable. Ben Foster sort of was trying really hard to save the movie. I felt
Robin Banks and talking to his brother.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I don't know. There's just weird stuff. There was like, they had a wizard in the movie that was like,
well,
they just found this kid at like Comic-Con.
That guy, yeah.
Dressed as whatever he was in the movie.
What was his name?
They're like, hey, we'll pay this kid $5. He's already dressed like this character.
His name is, I don't know from the game. I'm trying to remember from the movie. He's probably somebody in the game.
Yeah. And then there's like a weird realm that he stepped into like for a minute. You remember that? Like a shadow realm or something?
Oh, yeah. And there's like some glowy people. It's like, that was a movie that would have benefited from a half hour longer.
Or shorter.
No, it would have been better. Or cut out all the humans, make it an hour and a half long movie about orcs. Because that's how much you can afford with that many shots of effect shots. Or make it 2.5 hours long and make it like, you know, a better, less rushed, less confusing movie with more character development and less, you know, less shit.
Well, especially that king.
Yeah, that king. He dies.
Because he dies and no one gives a shit.
Well, the real no one gives a shit is where that the main character's son gets killed and it's like, oh. Well, I guess that's a bummer.
Right, yeah.
It's a bad thing when in a movie, the best you could describe a character death is, oh, that was a bummer.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It's too bad, though, man. Like, because Duncan Jones, you know, up to that point, I thought he made some pretty cool movies.
Well, hey, you know, his next movie, it's a sequel to Moon.
Seriously?
Well, a same universe.
Right. Because I know he was originally going to do that.
But it's one of them Netflix movies.
Oh.
I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but I am kind of anti-Netflix movies because it just they feel like direct-to-DVD movies, no matter which way I look at it. And also because I want to see their movies in the theaters. They're making good stuff. I want to see them on the big screen with the big sound and the big pictures. And with an audience of like-minded folks.
See, I think the interesting thing about that is this came up in a conversation yesterday I had with somebody. Netflix is sort of filling this niche of lower budget, non-franchise movies, right? And it sucks that they're not like in theaters, but I also feel like their budget probably like it's like a necessity, right?
Maybe they can't afford
to put them in theaters.
I think it's a bit there, but I think it's also a problem that they produce too many movies.
Sure.
Like 6 movies a month that come out.
Yeah.
And like some of them are good and some of them suck, and like it's they treat movies like they treat television, which I don't like, where there's no prestige to them. It's like, oh, here's a Netflix movie. How do I know if it's an actually like legitimately great movie as opposed to like this crappy Adam Sandler movie or this like, you know, shit, whatever, like that they're just like they bought and released. They all have the Netflix logo.
Yeah.
So I can't tell, like, is this Brad Pitt war movie an actual real good movie or is it just a crappy direct like TV, like made for TV movie quality movie that happens to have Brad Pitt in it? I don't know and I don't want to watch it.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you seen or have you heard of a particularly good Netflix movie?
Not yet. I guess the only one is the Beasts of No Nation.
Right, that was good.
Is that?
That had limited release, though.
Is that the name of that?
Beasts of No Nation, okay. Yeah.
Because I was like, is that?
That had a limited release in theaters,
it did, but I didn't, it wasn't playing near me. I was getting that confused, like, oh no, am I getting that confused with Beasts of the Southern Wild? So good.
No. Yeah.
Which I saw in theaters.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it belonged.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Because there's, like, movies, like, yeah, like, you know, this War Machine's coming out, but, like, is it, like, a real movie, or is it, like, that, like, I Boy, which came out, which is, like a fucking CW movie, basically.
I never saw I Boy.
It's, like, I saw the trailer for it, and it looks like a silly, you know, ABC Family original picture.
Oh, I saw a movie on Netflix recently. It was called Handsome. It was starring Jeff Garland. And I was like really stoked because like, oh, Jeff Garland, he's from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's great.
The movie was, I don't know what happened, but yeah.
On the other side of the coin, Amazon Movies releases quality, good movies.
Right.
Like everything I've seen that Amazon releases, like Manchester by the Sea and Patterson.
Yeah.
I think they did Lost City of Z, which I haven't seen yet, but like it's all like they release them in theaters like they should be. They're good movies. I feel like they only release a very small amount, so every time one comes out, like, oh, they must have put a lot of thought and time into this.
Yeah.
As opposed to Netflix just buying up and releasing everything.
Well, what's interesting about between like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon is I think they're all good at different things.
No, yeah, it's true.
And I think Netflix definitely doesn't have good original movie content, or it doesn't have, like, memorable original movie content.
Yeah, as of yet. I mean, like, it has a couple, but I think, again, they're going like, about it a little wrong.
Netflix is known for its original shows.
Yeah, the shows, though, are great, though.
Yeah, and then, like, Hulu is, like, good for just having choices when it comes to television that you couldn't normally watch.
Well, Netflix is also killing it in the comedy, like, comedians, like, comedy specials. They're crushing it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, Warcraft is all right.
What were we talking about?
Well, I'm sad that Warcraft is not going to get a sequel. Because, again, like I mentioned this before, and I'll say it again. It's one of those movies where, you know what sucks, actually? You know what I want to complain about? Well, Warcraft is one of those movies that all the good stuff happens later. Like, the first game, I guess, is all stupid and doesn't get cool till later, I guess. So like, oh, I'm not gonna see a sequel, but it's happening more and more often. Like Power Rangers is the most recent example where it's like, oh, we're making this a franchise, so we're gonna save off on the cool stuff for later. It's like, just go all in all at once, fucking one film, just do it all then, and if it's a big success, then you have to do something different. I don't know.
Well, I don't understand where that mentality changed when it came to like making movies in terms of like, you know, sequels and stuff. Like I don't, because it seems like there's like a switch, right? Like it seems like It went from like, hey, here's a movie that people know Mortal Kombat is, so you don't need to sit there and be like, hey, how did Raiden become Raiden? Because no one gives a shit, right? But it's like nowadays, it seems like in order for them to greenlight any kind of franchise, it's like, oh, you got to have that first movie where you explain why everything happens. And it's like, I don't care.
No, it's just, I just fucking blow your load. Go all in the first movie.
But where was the change for that? That's what I'm trying to pinpoint is like, where was the change where they feel like they had to do that?
I can't.
Batman Begins?
Think of one. Like, Batman Begins was the popularization of, well, I don't know. There's origin stories before that, though.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, that's the, I don't know. Like, the saving for the sequel, it seems like more of a recent thing. Like, the whole, oh, we're gonna, you know, not do the whole thing. It feels like around the time Amazing Spider-Man came out is when they started being like, we're gonna cut this out for the next one.
Oh.
That's when it started to become really, really bad.
So it's a relatively new thing.
It feels new. I don't know if it is, but it feels like that.
Yeah.
That's when it started getting kind of in your face.
Right.
And,
Well, and then, like, Underworld, Rise of the Lycan, you know? That was another one, right? Yeah. I didn't need to know when the Lycan came in, you
wasn't
know?
Wasn't that a prequel? They didn't even have Kate Beckinsale in it?
No, yeah. Yeah, they had the prequel.
She came back for the last one, though.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't count, huh? That had Bill Nighy in it, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so I guess it's just been... I guess it's more of a teens thing than an aughts thing, huh? The teens. The movies made in the teens.
Yeah. Is it 2017? Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ. When did that happen?
I don't know. Even children get older, you know? I'm getting older, too.
Yeah. And the rich get richer.
That's right. The rich get richer.
Yeah, that's basically all I have to say about Warcraft. Like, also, well, to another extent, like, the Ghostbusters reboot also is like, oh, man, the sequel's where it could have gotten good.
Right.
So everyone's, I don't know.
Yeah, seriously, they should have just come in busting, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're the Ghostbusters,
fuck
it.
They should have written the first movie, written the sequel, burned the first movie script to the, just throw it in the trash. Lit on fire, and made the sequel movie first.
Same with Ninja Turtles.
Same with
Ninja Turtles. The new Ninja Turtles movie.
Power Rangers is not going to get a sequel. Probably didn't make that much money, so that sucks. But that's what it should have been, because that movie was really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks that movies have to... It sucks that movies that take these properties that we, you know about or have nostalgia for... That we want to be good. It sucks that it takes them failing for people to be like, oh, I guess this is how you do it now, right? Yeah. Instead of how we did it.
Well, on a sort of a similar note, but different, we haven't talked about the new Hellboy reboot that they're doing, which I'm pretty stoked about. Because that Hellboy 3 ain't never happening.
Right.
For several reasons.
Right.
So it's like, well, might as well keep doing it. But that's kind of, that's a little different case where it's like, well... We can't do Hellboy for $150 million.
Yeah.
So might as well make a small one with, you know, different things. Which is like, that's the way Hellboy should be, actually.
Yeah.
Just like a small budget. Yeah, Hellboy's in a castle fighting a bunch of gooey monsters is all you need. Maybe at the very end you have all your VFX budget on a big, you know, fucking Eldritch Horror or something. But, you know, he doesn't need to be... fucking the apocalypse doesn't need to happen. The Hellboy 3 was supposed to be like literally the apocalypse and it would have cost... upwards of $150 million, and Del Toro wouldn't sacrifice his vision, and, like, you know, Ron Perlman's getting all old, and it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
But you got two good movies out of it, and this new one will probably go back to its more horror roots, which I'm sure you'll be a fan of, right?
Yeah, no.
Lovecraftian up in here.
Yeah, no, I would be more of a, much more of a fan of
get some Shoggoths, get, like, the Dunwich Horror walking around.
Get sure.
Fucking some Cthulhus, some Yeos or whatever those are called. You
I
know.
Feel like a Cthulhu would be like great in a Hellboy movie.
Yeah, fucking all sorts of things. All sorts of Lovecraftian monsters.
Yeah. You know, when you first...
People from Innsmouth.
I'm down with some frog people.
Yeah, the Shadow over Innsmouth is all about frog people.
You read the Lovecraft.
I have a big omnibus of Lovecraft that I finally finished. So yeah, I know all of his stories.
That's cool,
would
man.
Would recommend the Dumb Liqueur. That was my favorite.
That's with the frog people?
No, that's the Shadow Over Innsmouth. That's also a really good one.
Okay.
And the Mountain of Madness is good. That one's more of an exploration of sort of the Cthulhu mythos as a whole, though. Kind of goes through a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
The Mountain of Madness is basically like someone took the movie The Thing, or like The Thing, the movie The Thing. It's like, let's just Mountains of Madness and kind of cross some stuff off. Kind of, sort of.
Huh.
It's like the Arctic, and they're like a team is like they there's two teams of scientists. One team gets lost, the other scientists go to investigate, and it's kind of figuring out what went wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's very very thingy.
Yeah. The beginning of Thing.
And then there's also, but the only difference between that is there's like an ancient city full of fucking creepy monsters who are like, you know, frozen stuff. And there's Shoggoths, which are like weird tentacle things that are covered in eyes.
Huh.
And the monster's so horrible they can't even describe them.
Interesting. Is that actually a thing that he writes in the book?
What, monsters are horrible you couldn't even describe?
Yeah.
Well, no, in the book, a character, there's a city full of ancient, like, weird starfish plant creatures, which are called the Elder Ones, and they go to the city after digging some up, and they come back to life and kill the second team. And they come back to life, and they kind of track them down in the city, and they discover that in the city there's a bunch of history, that these things are scared of something beyond the mountains.
Wow.
And so when they in the end, they're like, the plane's flying, and the guy looks out the window and sees something. You don't know what he sees, but he goes crazy. So he sees whatever those things were afraid of. Whatever the creepy monsters were afraid of, he sees it, and he probably saw, like, one of the weird, like, elder gods or whatever.
Now, okay, why not make a Lovecraft movie series?
Well, they were gone. I mean, like, Del Toro was going to make it The Mountains of Madness with Tom Cruise. Speaking of Tom Cruise being in
really?
Movies. Yeah, and no one would give him money because they're like, an R-rated movie without a love interest and a sad end. Not sad, but, like, a not a happy ending for, like, that much money? Get out of here.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Like, just said, get out of here. I wish you could make it, though. That'd be great.
He must have some very interesting conversations with Hollywood executives.
Yeah, probably. Well, his next movie is about a fish person, so, I mean, that's good.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Shape of Water.
Huh.
And it comes out in the fall, and it's about... It sounds kind of Pan's Labyrinth-y, where it's like a Cold War thriller, but it also has a fish person in it.
Now, is this
like a secret fish
Abe
person.
Sapien?
It's Doug Jones, I believe, so.
Really?
Yeah, well, it better be.
Yeah.
I mean, Del Toro loves working with Doug Jones.
He does.
There's a famous quote where Doug Jones was like, or Del Toro was like, I could make like a hemorrhoid cream commercial and would have Doug Jones in it, so.
Well, Doug Jones has been, I think, in most of his movies.
He was not, I don't remember if he was in Crimson Peak. I didn't see him.
Okay.
He might have been a ghost or something.
Interesting.
But the ghosts were kind of hard to see. Also, someone was complaining about CG ghosts. Those were good-looking ghosts. They weren't CG. They were, like, composite together. But they were, like, real people ghosts.
That's one of his movies I haven't seen.
That's a good movie. It's not a ghost movie. It's a movie that has ghosts in it.
Right.
Though. I think I also said it's kind of... It's surprisingly stabby.
Huh.
There's a lot of stabbing going on in that movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, ooh.
Was Charlie Hunnam in that? No.
Yes.
He was.
In a minor role.
Okay.
But that was a Tom Hiddleston and Jessica Chastain and Alice in Wonderland, whatever her name is. Mia something.
And then also Doug Jones, he wasn't in Pacific Rim, was he?
Oh, no, he wasn't. Yeah, so that would be
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Jones is in stuff. He's in Star Trek, like we said.
Right.
He's doing stuff. I like Doug Jones.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite character actors because he's always playing some sort of character.
He's always tall. He's always a tall, slender, in shape dude.
Yeah, he was a mime. He's like, you know, got that kind of mime. Like, mimes all have to be really skinny. So
yeah.
In all those suits, like Anthony Daniels, he's a mime. Or he studied mime. That's why. So they put him in a suit.
David Bowie was also a mime.
Really?
Well,
he
I don't know.
He studied mimeology, the study
he
of mime.
He did, yeah. I mean, I don't know what professional capacity, but there's actually a video you can look up of a really young David Bowie, probably like late teens,
mm-hmm.
doing mime stuff.
Well, it's probably where he got all of his theatrics from, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good to study that. You know, it wasn't a mime, Alan Tudyk. CG robots.
Yeah, I mean, Alan Tudyk was definitely not a mime.
No, I'm kidding.
But he sure is a fucking cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
Hey, Aunt Tudyk, if you're listening to the show, write into us, man.
Oh, what episode? Was it this episode or last episode we were talking about Star Trek? Speaking of Doug Jones.
Oh.
I can't remember.
Last episode.
Okay, last episode. There was something I read on the internet which kind of was like, that's stupid. Where, speaking of Star Trek Discovery, they were like, some guy was like, oh, they're doing all the things that fans don't want. Setting in the prequels, diversity. I'm like, hold on, wait a second.
What? That's weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what are you fucking you talking about? What are you fucking talking about?
Who said this?
Some guy. Like, you know, fucking...
Just some dude?
Neckbeards on the internet.
Oh, probably. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The first interracial kiss was on Star Trek.
Yeah, like, what are you complaining about diversity in Star Trek? It's like, that's like the point of the show.
Star Trek has always been super diverse. Yeah, it's yeah, that's crazy.
Ridiculous. Dorks.
Yeah.
Anyways. What are you even talking about?
I don't even know, man.
Fucking Warcraft and shit and sequels.
Warcraft.
I like sequels. I'm gonna go on the record and say I like sequels. Because, you know, God forbid, fucking a movie with fun characters has a chance to explore those characters and circumstances even more, you know?
I think it's very popular to act like you don't like sequels. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, there's no original ideas in Hollywood and blah, 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 blah. But, like, honestly... Who, like, I don't know.
Some of the best movies in the world, some of the most original movies are sequels. Like, Terminator 2 is such an original, fresh movie. It happens to be a sequel.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. Aliens.
I just, like, if there's great characters, I like revisiting the characters.
Exactly.
You know?
Or even if there's not, even if the universe is good. It's like, you spent all this time making a good universe, don't you want to, like, slip back into it?
Right.
What I wish Hollywood would do, well, you know, Hollywood quotes, is I wish they would make sequels less like, oh, we have to go check in with fucking this guy again, see what he's up to when his story is told, and just, like, take that universe that they've established and do another story in it, or,
oh, yeah,
alternatively, take those characters and put them in a completely different situation that's so different that it can't even be called something too. It has to be called, like, for a few dollars more or something, you know.
Yeah, oh,
the good,
yeah.
The bad and the ugly. Like... The Hangover 2, I was like, oh, I walked out of The Hangover being like, I hope they make a sequel with these characters that they do something completely different. And then they made The Hangover 2, which everyone hated, and I didn't see because it was like, fuck that.
It, yeah.
But if they had done something so different where it's like these characters, these four or five guys just do a different thing, I would have loved that. That would have been great.
Right.
But like that, they never do that. I think there was also a story where Max Landis was hired to write Chronicle 2, and he wrote like a new story in the Chronicle universe, right? And Fox was like, or whoever was like, can you just make the same thing again? And he's like, I quit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. That's what I wish happened. But I understand the unfortunate reasoning behind it. It's like, oh, you know, money and recognition. People are going to get all pissy and we don't want to, you know, risk aversion on all that junk.
I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there where it's like, if something's too different, they complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that just—I mean—that sucks.
Like, I can't—I have a, like, you know how people complain that Force Awakens is too similar to Star Wars, but like if it was something completely different, like Episode One was compared to Episode Four,
right?
People would complain.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, there ain't no satisfying peoples.
Yeah,
but hey, Episode Eight looks pretty cool and different. Oh, I didn't mention Episode Eight. Like, there's a casino world, and they're talking about how it takes inspiration from like James Bond movies and To Catch a Thief and that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh my god, that's like, I never knew I wanted this so badly. Like, those are like two of my favorite things. James Bond movies, 60s spy heist romps.
Yeah.
And Star Wars. You mix them all together, it's like, oh my god, I fucking want that so badly. Because I don't know if I ever mentioned this, I fucking love those kinds of movies. Like, Audrey Hepburn and some guy, some dashing, charming guy who's probably lying to her, getting a bunch of hijinks, they gotta steal something or run away from stuff. It's fucking, I love that genre.
Yeah.
Like, I just watched How to Steal a Million. It's just, it was just like it was like a pair of warm slippers. It was fucking amazing. Like, that charade is great. You get, you know, basically, Cary Grant's doing stuff, being charming. It's all fantastic. Just fantastic stuff.
Well, I can't disagree with you. And I think on another note, what's cool about like a casino planet in Star Wars is it's just something new.
Yeah.
Something, a place that Star Wars hasn't been before.
Yeah.
So.
And if you look at the pictures, which you haven't seen yet, but if you look at them, they you'll see that it looks stylistically different too. A lot of like regal, like black and whites and really regal looking.
Oh, cool.
Maybe it's just the photographer, but it looks, the tone of the movie looks very brownish, like very earthy.
Yeah.
But that might just be the photographs. So that's cool.
Cool.
I just wish there were more Twi'leks and stuff.
That's
my only issue. Not issue, but like one of the things I wish in like the Canteen 7 and all the stuff is that there's a lot of new aliens coming in, but there's not enough original favorites. Just get like a Togruta or a Twi'lek or a Rodian just walking around and get a couple of Greedos, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Or a couple of those werewolf guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
couple of Thorians or some Zabriks. You know, some just classic oldies mixed with the newbies.
I want to see an Ewok in there somewhere just so I know that they're still alive, you know?
Yeah.
Have an Ewok that's sort of like assimilated into like city life.
I mean, know? I like Ewoks, but I just don't think. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting to see.
Like, look at this fucking Ewok.
That's something that's never been explored. I wonder if an Ewok could, you know, become a city slicker. That'd be great. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
But Billy Crystal's voice in there.
Oh man, an Ewok voiced by Billy Crystal. I don't know how much I didn't know how much I wanted this.
He's always trying to be a part of the group, but they don't like him.
No, he's got to play like a pawnbroker.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, yeah, I'll buy that lightsaber for like 20 schmeckles or whatever. Republic credits, excuse me.
And they're like, listen, man, like you're just not hacking it in the city here. Just take a vacation, you know, visit Endor, visit your family, get realigned, bro.
Do you think the exchange rate when the Empire was created, do you think Republic credits became Imperial credits just with a 1-to-1 exchange rate? Or do you think there was some shenanigans? Do you think that the space stock market might have crashed after the Empire? Or do you think it actually was good?
Well, you know my whole thing. I don't think Palpatine was that bad of a guy, and I've stated before why.
Are you subscribed to the Empire Did Nothing Wrong subreddit on Reddit?
There's a real
Reddit called Empire Did Nothing Wrong. It's just a bunch of joking people.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, but that's a funny one. Yeah, there's a good episode of The Clone Wars which you should watch where the Emperor Palpatine takes over the banks.
Oh yeah,
he engineers the banks to like be all shitty, and he basically. He has Chancellor, so High Chancellor takes them over. What?
Take the banks and make them shitty.
It's cool stuff.
Fuck up people's money.
Hey, no, it's like that show got some really cool, ambitious stuff with politics and that kind of stuff. It's really cool. I love that show.
I want to see Palpatine's day-to-day. I want to see just like that guy going to the supermarket and shit. Like,
I would
like
love
squeezing apples to see if they're
like, if like they shouldn't make a movie, but I'd love to see a comic book series that's just Palpatine's like the Star Wars saga from his perspective, from like him becoming like a Sith apprentice to him to his death, just like a nice
that'd
long,
be great
like I don't know 36 issue just arc of him just like pulling the strings from behind the scenes and seeing his day-to-day life.
Be like a Forrest Gump.
Yeah, like
thing.
Where does he sleep? What does he do when he wakes up? Fun fact: in the new canon, he takes he turns the Jedi Temple into his fucking palace.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's like, this is mine now.
I just love how evil they make him for like. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Also, fun fact: the Jedi Temple is built in an ancient Sith temple.
Oh, see?
Yeah, so
maybe
just,
Palpatine's not a bad guy.
He's just taking it back. He's just taking it back. Yeah. Anyways, what were you saying? You like how evil he is?
Oh, it's just, sometimes it cracks me up just how evil he is.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He is evil, yeah.
Take these little kids' lunch boxes and just smash them for no reason.
Well, it gets him going. It fuels his dark sideness.
When everybody's watching Everybody Loves Raymond, just cut in with a commercial break right in the middle of the show. So that way they miss 5 minutes of the story and they don't know what's happening when it cuts back.
Let's speed up the show by 10%. No one will notice that we can put more commercials in that way. That's a real thing that TBS does, by the way, everyone.
They go into Premiere and type in the 110%?
No, they fucking do. They
speed duration?
They speed up shows by like 5%, 10% so
That's
subtly.
So
that you
ridiculous.
Can't notice it. But like, it's like it cuts 3 or 4 minutes off the runtime and they put commercials in there. Like, they do it. Like, watch. Like, you can go on. It's well documented.
That's frustrating.
It sucks. Like, I've seen videos where they compare like Seinfeld, regular DVD Seinfeld versus TBS Seinfeld, and it's like the TBS one is faster.
Oh my god, that's so frustrating.
And then Emperor Palpatine sitting in the TBS tower just being like, good. Tell people to go to Carl's Jr.
This way they'll see more commercials, but they won't miss the jokes. Everybody wins!
How will people know how to get their Kias?
I'm sure he drives it. He drives a Kia.
I like Kia. I'd get a Kia.
Yeah.
I like Kia Souls because the back of a Kia Soul looks like a stormtrooper. I'm a huge dork.
I did not notice that.
I've noticed that because I suck. Because I'm like, hey, it looks like a First Order stormtrooper. Ha 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 ha. Yeah.
I think it's cool. Hey, stop beating yourself up, Alex.
I'm not beating myself up. I'm just being realistic. You know how, like, you know, I know what I am. Like, you know how racists should just admit they're racist? I'm just a huge dork admitting I'm a huge dork.
Hey, you and me both somehow?
Yeah.
yeah, dude. I think it's time to power.
Shut him up. Cut it. Just cut the feed.
They can't know that we're dorks.
Cut the feed. God. Just cut it now. Get the axe. Cut the feed. You ever want to do that? That'd be the best thing ever to have an emergency situation where you had to get an axe to break a cable to cut something.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
Like
sometime in our life.
Yeah. There's a few things I've always wanted to, like, that'd be like to do. That'd be one of them. Another one is like stop the presses button, like brrr. Yeah. And the one thing I've always wanted to do in life is be on a project where someone's giving me sass and I have to grab them by the collar and be like, "This is bigger than you." I've always wanted to say that to somebody.
The funny thing is you could probably do all three of those things in the same scenario.
Yeah, in the same. Yeah,
and one of these days that will happen.
We work in show business, so they're all possibilities. Yeah. So that's great. So yeah, we'll see.
God.
Anyways, everyone, if you've ever done that in your industry, show business or otherwise, why don't you let us know at filmtasticvoyage@gmail.com or on filmtasticvoyage.com, leave a comment or just look at all of our back catalog full of fun films. What are we at, 39 now, 40? Something like that.
Yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody gender neutral, why don't you go over to our iTunes or the SoundCloud.com under Let Me Listen Podcast Network. There's yours truly at Filmtastic Voyage, but there's also other great programming to listen to, movie and non-movie related shows. Check them out. Leave some comments. Tell your friends.
Hey, summer's coming. You going on a plane ride? Going on a road trip? Getting out of the fucking city or wherever you live? You know, gotta just, you know, see the sights. Why don't you just download a couple episodes? Keep you company on your long voyage.
Take a filmtastic voyage of your own.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mike and Alex will keep you company through your long nights.
That's right.
And, yeah. And also, yeah.
That's it. We'll see you later, folks. I gotta tell you this story.
Okay.
Now, I've been going to this subway that's right near work.
That the same one?
On Street.
The one that you used to go to all the time?
Yeah. I've been going to the subway, and recently, this guy working at behind the cash register, you know, we chum it up, right?
Yeah.
But then he just started handing me free sandwiches. And I'd like be like, am I paying? And he's like, no, right? He would just slide me the sandwich and then walk away. And every time I'm like, what the fuck world am I living in right now, right?
Uh-huh.
So then the other week, you know what I... Or no, the other day, you know what I did?
The subway execs are going to listen to this and they're going to kill that guy.
I'll bleep it out.
bleep out what, subway?
I'll bleep out the location. So last week, what I... Or no, I'm sorry. A couple days ago, you know what I did is I went in there. When it came time to pay and he was going to give me the damn free sandwich again... I just handed him $20, right? And I started walking away. And then he started coming towards me with the $20 trying to give back to me. So then I ran out the door and ran across the street, right?
That's so awkward, right?
And then a couple of my coworkers were like, hey, let's go to Subway today. I'm like, okay. Right? So then we go.
Why don't you say I'll meet you back here or something?
Because I wanted the Subway.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you already got a Subway.
This is another day.
Oh, a different day. Okay.
Yeah. So then we go back to the subway and he's there again, right? And so I go up to pay for the sandwich and it looks like another coworker is going to ring me up. Mm. because he had to step away for something. But then he ran back. He handed me my $20 bill back, and then he gave me the sandwich for free again.
That's weird. That guy's hitting on you or something.
I don't know what's going on. I'm like, hey, why are you doing this? And he's like, because I can. And then I'm...
Oh, no. You know what he's doing? He's sticking it to fucking Subway. That's what he's doing.
I don't know, man.
You're complicit in a fucking corporate crime.
I don't know, man. It's kidding. Like this weird thing. But anyways, that's my story.
Yeah, maybe I would love if he would give you the money. It's like, here you go, Mr. Pitt.
Mr. Pitt? Oh, he thinks I'm Brad Pitt or something?
Someone famous.
See, I'd be fine with that. But right now, it's just this ambiguous thing. Like, I don't know if I'm going to, like, owe this guy a date or something. Or, like, what the hell's going on, yeah. Right?
I don't know. I'd that'd be kind of cute if he was hitting on you, but whatever.
Yeah.
But he's doing it in a really weird way.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah. 2 weeks from now, he's just handing you two sandwiches.
I'm probably not going to go back.
Oh, jeez.
There's another Subway on the other
side. Yeah, this is equally... Yeah, if I know where... If it's the same place, this is a sandwich, this is a Subway, two blocks the other direction.
Right. Yeah.